Not quite, no. Let's see. Take off the headset, please. It actually goes around the back of your head. Nothing goes over the top of your head. So I don't know why I have a strap here. These both kind of go around the back, and these go over your ears. A little bit further forward.
Forward.
Yeah, so that like that, they sit on top of your ears. Is that?
You're okay?
Okay.
Wait, just.
Yeah, this can just be. Okay, well, I'll let you take it from here.
Right, so start of the first meeting. Right, so agenda of the first meeting. Where we have 25 minutes for this meeting. We have to get acquainted. So, does anyone want to say who they are? That's
yeah.
Sensible.
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, I'm the project leader. Alright, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by tool training.
Neither am I.
Sorry, just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides. So
oh, I see. So we should really be...
Right. So you'll talk about... You'll talk a little bit about the project, and then you go on to the next slide, and then that'll tell you.
So we have a project aim, which is to basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have starting base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time, and our idea is to make the new remote control device more user friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share and bigger audience. So, method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So, in each of these phases, we'll basically be handing over to yourselves the designers of this this device, and having meetings so that we can, during the course of the day, come up with better implement than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to the day. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to make this end. So we've got tool training. Try out whiteboard. So we're in, right, so basically everyone's to supposedly draw their favourite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So, I don't know who wishes to go first. Who wishes to go first? Have a first bash at whatever.
I don't
know
what
puppets
to
do. Well, now you're right from the microphone and the camera. I'll take it
that.
I would guess so. Oh, okay.
he loves it when anything like
technical problems, I mean, you designers are meant to come up with things.
And this would be because they're very independent, they're very intelligent, compared to dogs maybe, and can be very, very affectionate. Some people don't think so, but I'm a very affectionate cat. And they're going to back to themselves.
Next.
Yeah.
Should I look that up actually?
I don't see if there's any need to, there's plenty of space.
Yes.
I mean, whatever.
I'm a home manager.
Exactly.
So let's see if I can get a cluster of this time again.
So we've got more time to prepare over this side, so we've all stuck our bits and pieces in our pockets.
Didn't think of that.
Marks for artistic impression.
I lost it. It's not the microphone.
So you're just doing the face.
I'll go for a small bad one. Like an animal, it's nothing like a bear because, as they're playing, because there's so many cartoon characters named after the bear and the jungle characters and stuff like that. Also good for exercise as well, so they get out and they sort of never get tired. And when they're tired, they're quite cute as well. So.
Anyway, not to worry. So what my daughter's about at the moment is they've got a few fish, so hopefully won't prove too difficult to drop. As you can see that my artistic work is useless as well. One of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get a friend or whatever to look after them for you. Whereas if you've got fish, you just gotta put the food in a dripper feed, which feeds them over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change the water every couple of months, and buy in a few plants. So other than the fact they keep dying, fish are reasonable pets in that they're low maintenance. Right. Okay. Still, right, okay. So, work has been done on this project whereby €25 is the expected sample. My information has come from our marketing manager here. So we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having the production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, well, not actually a profit margin, it's because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you your profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are, will determine how many units we're going to sell, or projecting to sell at this point in time. So, screens with remote control, first ideas, new remote. So, I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new model, as it were. So, any thoughts?
Maybe find a certain amount of controls to balance a little small, really quite hard to press. So maybe we can make something with that. As that is the main function.
Okay, so basically we're looking for a device that is robust and therefore won't get damaged too easily. We're looking for a device that is, what was the other thing you said there?
Sort of easy to use.
Easy to use.
Accessible.
Yes.
This is easy to use ANSI.
ANSI. Okay.
Just check. Is this just a television remote? Because a lot of systems are kind of TV, video combined now, TV, DVD combined.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just the television that's supposed to do it?
At least I'll get back to you. It seems to me sensible because, as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices lifted about the about the room. And so a device for all remotes.
One of the things we found from the market research is that people often get confused by the remote buttons on them as well, because it's quite often lots and lots. And sometimes they sort of remote controls defeat their own purpose because you're sat in the chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So, whereas in the past you'd have to get up to change the channel, now you have to get up to sort of pick up the remote. So I don't, we need to sort of maybe think about how we could maybe develop a remote control which moves around through. that's maybe something for the future when you talk to a television.
Yeah. But in a sense, it's mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have a few buttons on it. Because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time we want, as you rightly say, one remote for all.
Mm.
And so these are probably mutually exclusive options. That we could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more okay with handling them, therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we can have bad instructions with the remotes, or we just doing the design of the remote control itself, or sort of the instructions that we come in.
There's your instructions.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are, and a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your sort of your television, your stereo. And where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it's sort of, you can link it to that as well, maybe.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes? So, right, so we've got ID, the... Come on, hold on.
if you just hit return, it should get rid of the message.
Yay! That's what we're looking for. Right. So we've got functional. What happened to the?
I think that might back to the start. If you grab the kind of
slide
to the left and pull it down.
Right. Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got working design. UID, the technical functions design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions sent to you by your personal coach. So, we're all clear what objectives we're looking to meet in the next 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting to give to you for the next meeting.
I'm not exactly clear on what we're designing the remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves, or do we work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote.
Television
remote. Just to that, and then we get told that a lot.
That's true, because during the course of our day, we might make decisions based on information or meetings that would change where we're going. But at this point in time, I think you're right that. Let me make it just a TV. Okay. So, we'll depart. We'll stay here and break off another minutes, and I'll see you in half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.